Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us today is Mayor DeZine Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
Nice to hear your voice and know that you're out and about and doing all the things for 4-H, including getting ready for a pretty big deal coming up.
That's right. We're getting ready for our annual 4-H Presentation Day, which was formerly called 4-H Day or Club Days, for those of you who've been around 4-H for a while. But we changed the 4-H Presentation Day this year to try to encourage some of our newer families to know what it is. And to kind of give you an idea of what it is yourself, it is where our 4-Hers, in either individually or in groups, can do many different activities, and they get judged on those activities. It can be things like parliamentary procedure with our model meetings, which our clubs can come in and do a club meeting and get scored on that. We also have gavel games, which is a parliamentary procedure kind of game type thing where they have 4 to 5 members and they do kind of a meeting, but just the business part of the meeting, 4 points, and they try to do different things like laying motions on the table, making motions, and all those parliamentary procedures they're judged on. And then we also come into our talks, which we have lots of different types of talks that kids can do. They can do demonstrations and illustrated talks, which are just, you know, how to do something or how to make something. We have project talks, which is all about what they've done in their project or what they've learned in their project. We also have public speaking, and this year our public speaking is also open to, I think, at least intermediate group, which is 10 to 13, and might be open to even 7 to 9-year-olds. I can't remember off the top of my head, but we have all those things on our website, and you can definitely find those out. We have multimedia presentations, so if you want to do a video presentation or use a slideshow, computer graphics, any of those type of things, that would be where that would go. We have one of our most popular events is our impromptu speaking, and this is where they draw 3 topics out of a hat there right before they go in, and they pick one, and they have 5 minutes to prepare up to 5-minute speech about it, and then they go in and get their talk on that. We have oral interpretations, which is readings. So they have a book that they read excerpts from. It's all about how your voice carries and what modulations and things you do with your voices. We also have our historical speech, which is where they actually think of a historical speech that somebody famous has given, and they recreate it and give that speech. They can even dress up as that character when they're giving that speech. We also have what we call show and share for our younger kids. These are for 5 and 7-year-olds or clover buds. And show and share is where they bring something, whether it's a toy or something they've done, or, you know, maybe their favorite stuffed animal, anything like that. They can bring that in and they just give a little talk about their name, what they did, how they got that animal or that toy, or what they, you know, why they like it, those type of things. It's just kind of a beginning level, kind of like a show and tell. And then we move into our musical events because, you know, maybe speeches aren't really your deal. But you're into music, and you can do those too. We have instrumental solos, we have piano solos, we can do vocal solos, you can do instrumental ensembles, bands, and orchestras, or vocal ensembles and choruses. So if you have a group, you can do that. Some of our clubs do those things as a group. We also have dance. So if you're into dance, you can do solo dance. We have dance ensembles and groups as well if you have more than one person doing it. And then we also do some acting things. So we have like a one-act play event, a skit. You can do solo or duo acting. And then if you want to do some different things, like we have what we call novelty, a solo and duo novelty and group novelty. And that is, those novelties are kind of like if you're a mime, if you juggle. I've had some kids do karate as their novelty performance. So it's just basically anything that isn't really acting, but you're presenting or performing in front of a group. And then our last one we have is career exploration. And this is one of our newer events, but this is where they actually have to explore a career. So they research a career that they might like or just to find out more about it, and then they have to do an essay and a presentation on that career. It's a lot of fun. And our club days, or 4-H presentation day, see, I'm going to catch myself doing that too, is going to be February 17th. At the Prairie View Middle School here for the Mayor DeZine District. We have registration right now open for our 4-H members, so if they're interested, they can get registered. It has to be registered by January 31st. and it's an online registration. So, yeah, that's a little bit about our 4-H presentation day, and we have a good group that usually comes. We get several kids and have a pretty full day. We're going to start about 9 o'clock this year, and we'll probably go to about 2 on some of our rooms, and just depending on who signs up and how many sign up. And it's a good day, and if anyone wants to come out and watch kids, they're welcome to come as well to our presentation day.
That was the thing I was going to ask. Is this something that's open to the public, or do we get to wait and hear about the results?
Well, we do try to put results out on our website and on our Facebook pages as well as pictures and sometimes in the paper as well. But, you know, we don't have a lot of people that come and watch, but, you know, grandparents are always welcome. Or if you're interested in 4-H and want to know a little bit more about this, you know, you're always welcome to come through and see what's going on.
Sure.
Or if you're a 4-H member who's maybe thinking about doing one of these presentations, but, you know, not quite sure what to do, come and watch some others give them, and that's a great way to learn as well.
And when you mention the judging, it's not, boy, that was terrible. It's, hey, here's where you were really great, and here are some ideas about how you can improve even more for next time.
That's exactly right. We do the same kind of judging we do with all of our fair. So it's the ribbon placing, so you get the purple. We have top purples that get to go on to our regional day that we're working on scheduling there in March. So we do the sandwich method, so it's always some things you did really well, some things you need to improve on, and some more things that you did well. So it's a good learning experience. It's not about the ribbon. It's about the journey. So that's the way it is on all of our 4-H things. Is it's not necessarily about what ribbon you got. It's more about what you learned and how you got there.
Outstanding. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing some more about this, especially the results and just what kind of stuff came up in novelty this year.
Yeah, there's some interesting things in novelty sometimes.
I can well imagine. Now, if I were to draw yarn as a topic out of a hat for a 5-minute speech, you'd have to drag me off stage because I can go on. But in the meantime...
There's some 4-H'ers that way, too.
Well, let's go on with our day, and we will catch up with you next time.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a good day.
You too.
Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.